Beginnen gerade da, man sagt, das Nasdaq, man tests, beginnen wir base, beginnen wir tests, Nasdaq, beginnen wir die Gemara, Al Kol, La Fukar, Der Chaykim, which we're just finishing up for Kiva, of the different words in the Pesukim, but we're learning out from it, regarding the halachas of Nazir. Where do you know the halacha of what you can be mitamed to and what not? So, the Gemara says, Al Kol is La Fukar, Der Chaykim, which Tais says, La Hanach, La Fukar, this that says La Fukar, not really exclude. Like we say, the words nafkali makra that you learn it from this pasuk, and other pasuk say yitzad drashalem, that this is where the drash comes out from, where mashma he understands the al kol uchudei, which says it sounds like that when you're saying al kol is teaching you the isra of ruchaykim, that luchudei that itself darsh expounds for us ruchaykim that is prohibited to mitame to non relatives, and the reason why it sounds like that the darsh b'samach from the fact that shortly we darsh in the word nafasha is. Teach you the Revi's Dam above Mishnei Mason, a quarter of a log of Dam that comes on two different Mason, that's how I know that halacha. So it must be Al Kol itself, and that's where Nafshis is teaching you to the Isser for non relatives. That's pushing it because the Gabi Nazir Namik said Al Kol Nefesh. Because, so this is by Kohen Gadol, by Nazir also says Al Kol Nefesh. So halacha, even so, what doesn't they rechaik him, doesn't darshan from it the non relatives from there, came in Nefesh, only from Nefesh. So how could you learn it from Al Kol over here by Kohen Gadol, the halacha b'chaykim? So Kachner therefore says Taisa appears the halacha nami here also darsh b'chaykim Al Kol nafshes. Mekamakam darsh. So what do you mean? Didn't you tell me not nafshes? You learn that something else? No, mekamakam darsh nami. No, you could also learn it from it. Revi is damish nemesim. Menechzem nafshes l'ram. And the fact that it says in the plural, like nefesh, like it says by Nazir, it also says in the singular, it says in plural. So you learn them both. Now v'yeshet Moses Taisa, you got to wonder. Lomali Rabbi Kiva gabi Kohen Gadol kodeh b'chaykim. Why is Rabbi Kiva need, as we're saying here in the Gemara, a pasuk by Kohen Gadol to teach you the prohibition of pasuk non-relatives? What do you mean? Tepel mekabuchem mekayin edjin. Why don't you know from kabuchem mekayin edjin? Come the time that Dreis Perik, like the time that we brought in the beginning of the Perik. Oy mishum isser shayil abehed yudusei leich and also because when he was prohibited as a kayin edjin to non-relatives, where did that come? Because like we actually explained this on the Mizayim Abayis and the Maschil E. That's actually the primary reason. That's really the primary kabuchem. Peshmer Tais explains, yes, you really know it already, but Lama Labashnei Lama, you can't go, like, actually, he has two negative prohibitions. But Tais says, Ritamik says a little bit of a wonder, because the Shasla is scary cloud, the Gemara doesn't mention this at all, but Tarachin, look at this, it's Lashem Arav, Lashem Arav. Continue with the next Tais in the Maschil, the words of the Mishnah. Masnit, the Mishnah says, Alila Tumas Anozer Megaleach. On these Tumas, Anozer has to go ahead and start over his Naziris and cut off the hair of his head. Alames, dead person, but Kazakhs Manas, an olive sized piece of a dead person. This is Bimimago, whether with touch, Bimimas, whether with caring, Bimoil, whether being in the same room. I'm afraid the Muslims can explain the hashta if Al-Kazizman, if you tell me for an all-sized piece you have to cut off your Al-Mesram, like Koshkin, obviously it's for a full mess. Why do you say both of them? Another case in the Mishnah, it says, quote, is Netzel, which that's Moil and Mess, that's what the liquid that oozes out from a dead person can fast. Bimoil, like the Muslims can explain on the afternoon. Next case, the Mishnah says, Amol Tabid Rakav, and on a ladle full of the dust of a dead person, which has to recover, and that's the decomposition of Afrurius and the dust above and Mesikach of a dead person. The Gemara can explain the measurement. Stay says Tarvir is a kaf, is a ladle. And another case, the Mishnah says, on the skull and on the spine, which, as Stay explained, even though there's no flesh in it at all, which the Gemara is going to ask, is it for both, or is it for either one of them? Next case, the Mishnah says, even a mess, a limb from a dead person, a limb from a living person, it has an appropriate amount of flesh, which Tais explains, the Peg over rate of Mefarash, the Gemara Chol Nefkov Chav Chasim, and Beis explains, Shizel Basar, that's the amount of flesh, Yuchla Eba Lichis, that the limb could survive from it, Im Hoyim Chubal Adam Chai, if it was connected to a living person, Shizel Basar, that it could regenerate, but Bishem, because that's possible, even though right now it doesn't have an olive size of flesh. Another case of the Mishnah is Tais quotes, Valchatzi Kav Atzamas, and a half of a Kav, which is a measurement of Atzamas of bones. Which Tais explained, Umayr, it's too much above Merib Binyan that it came from the majority of the number of limbs, and Merib Binyan, the majority of the structure of limbs. Kagain Chiesh, as the Gisim of Branchburg is, Raiv Atzamash and the Shabra. For example, you have most of the bones that broke. Bechatzikav Atzamaseh, and this half a kav of bones, Mehen, from them, Ma'at Mekaletzim Atzam, is a little bit from every single one of those bones. Fine, Merib Binyan, and that's from the majority of the number of limbs over and beyond the majority of the structure, which Mefarshah come on, which the Gemara later on Daf Nun Beis and Beis explains to us, Ishnei Shukayim B'Yerech Echad, Ayipcha, either two shins and one thigh, or one thigh and two thighs and one shin. Now, Vapish Metam Ba'Oil. Now, even though for the halachas of Tumas Oil, it's actually B'Reva Kav, it's just a quarter of a Kav, Kadis B'Had B'Mesin Perikam to Olis, like the Mishnah in the first paragraph explicitly tells us, Il Metam Ba'Oil, Vis Kadamim Ba'Oil, B'Kachashim, and it says B'Reva Atzamas, a quarter of a Kav, Atzamas Abom, Reb Minyan, they come to the majority of the number or the majority of the structure, but it says, Tashim Kamakam Alochu, but it's Alochu Mishra Zina, Dein Nazim Agalei Chel Chatzikav, Although Tumas El is a quarter cup, but it knows that to have to cut a Basir, it's only for a half a cup. Now, but like Lefrushi, he cannot explain the Chatzi Kav Mashar Tumas, that's a half a cup from other bones. It's not for the majority of the structure or for the majority of the limbs, because the oil not the time, and then even oil is not metamim. Like a little prayer comment, the oil is bad. How much metamim oil that's not mentioned in that first prayer? Oil is with all those others. So therefore, must be says Tesis that it's from either Reb Minyan or Reb Binyane. Another case the Mishnah, as Tesis quotes, is b'chatzi log dam, and a half a log of blood, which as Tesis explains, after Mishnah metamim boil berevias. Although to make toma in the oil, it's enough for the revias of a log. These machine dollars, like Mishnah always teaches, Makamakam again, in Naz Megalir Tal Chatzi Log, the Nazar only has to cut a Basir for a half of a log, which is double that amount. Bishir and Halachal Mesh Mesinai, as the Gemara tells us in Erevin, that measurements are traditional Halachal Mesh Mesinai, and there could be a quarter here, it could be a half. Now, the Mishnah told us, as Taisa quotes, Amasaiba Magoiba Alayile, that these are whether you're carrying, touching in the same room, Vachalani, the Chashal El, Matame, that all the things we mentioned before, Matame, Magam, Masma Oil, in these three ways. But as the Mishnah continues, as Tosafot quotes, "Be'etzem kesa'irim," but a bone the size of a barley corn, "Amagur b'masumiglef," you only has to cut up a hair for touching or carrying. "Avav oil," "Fotimur l'metame oil," it doesn't even make him tummy, let alone have to megleich his naziras. Now the Mishnah says, as Tosafot quotes, "Al elu hanaz megleich," for these nazir has to cut up his hair. Which Gemara Fash Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel is going to explain, "Al elu dereisha," "Al elu deseva," "Lemute mai." When you said the word "al elu" in the beginning of the Mishnah and at the end, which is a mute, what's it coming to exclude? The Mishnah went on to say, as to his quote, to Maza Bishlich Bishvi, so he makes him tummy, as to spray himself with the paradum or ash of water on day 3, day 7. But says, and it takes away whatever he counted up until now, as Taisa the Ksuba Yim Rashan Mipla, like it says in the Pasuk, that the earlier days fall away. And the words of the Mishnah are, he doesn't start to count, as Taisa explained, Nazir Zahara, his Nazir is of purity of starting over again. As the words of the Mishnah are, actually time to purify himself, which places the legacy in the Mishnah, not that the gives in the Mishnah the Yavik Rabbanaisav, which we do have beggars, and that he brings his karbanas. It's obvious from the Gemara on the Nundalad, the Boy Mibayale, because the Gemara actually asks a question, Masin Man, who's down with the Mishnah. If it would say this, Pshid Rabbanu, obviously it's like Rabbanu who said that you only start after being a karbanas. Now, the words of the Gemara, the Braisa, we said don't let in the students or a mayor, because Ela Lekafchin Balochas. As Taisa explained, they just want to bother me with their halachas. And Simcha stuck his way in, and as Taisa quotes the word of the Gemara, Kach Shom Le Yemeir says, this is how Yemeir taught me what? The Mishnah in the Mishnah. That it says, as our gears in the Mishnah is, Alameis, what Gezaizman Ameis, for a dead person, and if he is tummy from a Gezaizman Ameis. Now, as Taisa explained, Rabbi Hudala, how you shine Alameis Mishnah, that he didn't have the gears in the Mishnah of Alameis. Mishnah the Koshkin, the Gezaizman Ameis, the Koshkin, if Gezaiz, which are the whole mess. Now, next Taisa is, belongs on the Daf Nun Min Aleph, that a dayan, so Rabisi had to set up shot. Oh, Mess is teaching if it doesn't even have a gezaizah basa. But as Tesis quotes the words of Gemara, a dayan, but still, as Tesis explained, Yochel Hakshav Lem, you could ask and you could say, wait a second, as the words of Gemara, even in Megaleach, if a limb from the dead person, you have to cut your hair off. Could not seem like we learned the Mishnah. Umayri is to explain that for the love of that's why even if it doesn't have an olive size of flesh, could not pick up the olives that we learned in the first peg of olives. Sheva Mele Mashir, that limbs don't have a measurement, doesn't have to have a certain amount of flesh. Okay, then the question of, as the Gemara says, Kodesh Kenal Meshalom, for sure, on a whole mess. So the question is, why cut the Mekamashal on a mess? So then still would bother. What is the Mishnah teaching us when it says all mess? So the words of the Gemara is, Taisi Kodesh, El Gedam Rabbi Yechon, the Rev is like Rabbi Yechon says, Le Nitzchah, you only need El Nafel. For a stillborn shlinis kashya, but begin that his limbs has not been connected with ligaments, as the gismar of Ranchberg is, and the imbrik is aspas. It doesn't have all size of flesh, and the abemaisa nafel, and a limb from that stillborn ain't a metam oil. There's not getam oil because kimichay begin doesn't have ligaments. It's not called a limb. And the etzem of begin only has bones, flesh, and ligaments. But that's what we're saying about kolam es megalech. But regarding if you have the whole dead person, oh, then you're gonna have to cut off the hair af bishay ain't loyadai and gidin, even though it doesn't have yet ligaments. Now, Tej just points out, this is the Gemara says, Kidom Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon says, so Pesha Ben Yitzchak says, where else does he say that we're applying it over here? And we've seen the Olas somewhere, he says on the Mishnah and Olas. The Tanya Mishnah over there teaches on mess. What's Metama and oil? Is a dead person because that's in the outside of a mess. The Metama oil, so what do you need mess over there for? Well, Rabbi Yechon says, but Nefesh and Skashi, but Abagidin is regarding a stillborn that the ligaments have not been, the limbs have not been connected with ligaments. And that's what's saying, the same thing over here regarding the Halacha of Nazir, Megaleh is come to teach us that idea.